advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They are who we thought they were.
We are two wild and crazy guys.
And then we're going to find our best friend Doug. And then we're going to give him our best friend hug.
That just happened.
What would you say you do here?
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody!
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And a good Monday morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. So much to talk about on this Monday, and we would love to hear from you. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or you can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And it's all over. It's all over in the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge. As long as he is signed up to be an ESPN Insider Superfan, the TV is gone.
That just takes all the excitement out of it. But all the excitement's gone, Doug.
Well, nobody has Butler. Oh, on the national board, somebody has Butler. There are two guys tied with like 1,390 points. One has Duke. One has Butler in the national championship game. So if you want to go to ESPN.com, check it out. I'm pleasantly surprised that right now out of the 550-some entries, we are tied for 56th. Now, if Butler wins, we'll remain tied for 56th because nobody will move. Nobody will move. If Duke wins, you will move up, and I, of course, will move down because everybody that has Duke will move up. And, you know, you look on the front page here of the Doug and Daddy pool, and you just get to about 46th place. There's about 50 people that are on the front page. And there are a few that have Duke that will move up, but I'm not going to fall too far with my must-beat Big Daddy entry. I'm not going to fall too far because I did have Duke in the finals. I picked up some points, but I'm done. That entry had Kansas to win the national championship. But still, a lot of people that had Kansas to win the national championship will be collecting prizes from us here, like Tri-City Storm tickets, Royals tickets, Big O, Schroeder's, The Boathouse, among some of our many fine sponsors that will be handing out and giving away consolation prizes, if you will. But our 32-inch high-definition television from Premier Rental and Purchase looks like it's going to go to the entry named Rodney 7 in Roman numerals. VII is 7 to R. Yancey. Now, R. Yancey, please make sure you are an ESPN superfan, and all the folks that are on that front page, or if you've got Duke, make sure you go to ESPNSuperstation.com and sign up to be a superfan, because if you're not, you don't get your prize. You are ineligible. It's pretty simple. We ask you to fill out the bracket and be a superfan, and the only reason we want you to be a superfan, it has the information on how to contact you, or in the event of some of those, just mail you your certificates, and we want to get you your prizes. So you need to do so. We're going to give you today and tomorrow, and we're going to start sending out prizes towards the end of the week. So you've got to be on there. You've got to be on there to do that. It takes a couple of minutes at the most, and we don't hound you. This isn't one of those things where we send you stuff every single day. So just wanted to get that out of the way. A lot to talk about. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis on the program today with our producer-engineer Derek Stinson. We want to hear from you. You've got the opening day of Major League Baseball. You've got Tiger Woods news conference. You've got Donovan McNabb being traded. You've got the men's NCAA championship tonight, the women's NCAA championship tomorrow, and I cannot believe that the men's NCAA championship, if we go play it back in this top-of-the-hour sports center, did not get 5 seconds mentioned. That is the story today, not Donovan McNabb. Donovan McNabb is now third. I'll give him third. And that's push with the opening day of Major League Baseball. First, probably, if you're realistic about it, is Tiger Woods. because he is the biggest sports figure in the world. Now, just having a news conference today is not the biggest story in the world, but by tonight, it will be. Unfortunately, it's all taking away from Butler and Duke, and I guess it's because Butler is in the final, and nobody wants to give Cinderella a chance to get to the ball. Butler beat Syracuse. Butler beat Kansas State. They beat two very solid basketball teams. I don't know what people want.
Were you shocked by either one of the games, Doug, and how they were play, how they came down to the finals of the
Well,
end of
I
the
just
water?
Got sick of watching the Butler-Michigan State game because I think you have come to, as I've said this more and more, and it's just, if all you're going to do is shoot threes, go home. I mean, if you can't either, A, defend the three, or you, that's all your offense is, I don't have a whole lot of use for you. If that's all you're going to do is shoot threes, that's not basketball. There are a lot of components to basketball. Live by the three, die by the three. That's why I think, again, everybody keeps picking Butler to lose, and Duke's a seven-point favorite tonight. Duke's going to shoot a lot of threes, too. But at least they shoot a lot of threes off offensive rebounds and kickouts and things like that. You know, Butler,
when they're open. When they're open.
Maybe you wouldn't have went 12 minutes without a field goal if you'd have shot a deuce once in a while.
You would certainly think. And the other game, I think a lot of people are really surprised because everybody, for the most part, thought West Virginia was going to somehow beat Duke. Well, there's a reason Duke was a number one seed, people. There's a reason West Virginia was a two seed. The committee had that one right. And then you throw into the fact that if you go back only 2 years ago, when most of these players were on the same Duke team, that's when West Virginia knocked them out of the tournament and had the West Virginia kids slapping the floor like the Duke defense, mocking Duke, and chirping after the game. Several things found their way on the Duke. I thought before the game, this is a game where Duke's going to punch you right in the face and say they're making fun of the Duke jerseys. Oh, they think they're so big and bad because Duke's on the front of their jersey. They were laughing after that game. Well, they found out how big bad Duke was on Saturday night. You don't like to see anybody get hurt at the end of the game like that, but Duke controlled that game start to finish. And I was surprised when the spread came out. It was only 7, to be real honest with you.
Well, we'd like to have your opinion. Also, the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame has announced their inductees for 2010, and we will be joined by one of those. He was All-American at UNO and an All-Stater at Cambridge High School, Ed Thompson, who Daddy got to see kind of up close and personal, not really one-on-one against each other, but, you know, really, you kind of graduated, and then the next great athlete in the RVL, obviously, was Ed Thompson.
Yeah, that's really how it transitioned. That's a great transition.
When we get down the road and talk to Dick Buechner or Buck Mahoney or whoever we talk to who are a couple of local ties on the Hall of Fame board, I would be interested to see, and Stu would probably have this, or Riley Jane at Lincoln, you know, who were your 1995 finalists for Athlete of the Year? Because you have to be out 15 years from high school to be eligible for the Hall of Fame. Ed Thompson and Amon Green are the only two members from 1995 that went in. And I'll be honest, I looked at this class and I went, they struggled to get people in. This was one of those classes where there were a lot of people that, you know, maybe should be in, but it's an off year. It's definitely an off year. I mean, Amon Green's the only real star athlete on that entire list. Now, I mean, maybe there's some great cross-country runners or track, you know. I mean, but for a name that pops off that everybody knows, Amon Green's the only one that's on there. And there's some great, Ted Harvey from Lexington. We've got a Hastings. We've got some old an athlete from 1908, is on the list as well, known as a spitballer in Major League Baseball. That's always good. But I'm just saying, there's just not a lot that jump right out you. That doesn't make it a bad class. I'm just saying there's some history to this class. A lot of 40, 50 years and past coming into this class. Not all, but there are some. And last year there was quite a few from our area. This year, there's not.
And, of course, people remember, I suppose, from a statewide level, people remember Ed Thompson because becoming the first member in Division II to run and throw for over 1,000 yards for UNO, that was a pretty big deal when it happened. Ed Thompson, high school, just every sport on which he competed, and it started when he was a freshman in track, and you know, he started on those football teams. They're awfully talented and led him to the 94th state title.
Ed's going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show at the bottom of the hour. Dennis Albers, you graduated from...
No.
Dennis Albers, who graduated from Hastings High School in the class of 60. I was going to say there's no way that that could be because there's athleticism in this Albers family. Ted Harvey from Lexington. Clarence Mitchell is the member of the Franklin class of 1908. This is the best. Called the last left-handed spitballer in captivity. Pitched in the major leagues from 1911 to 1932 in the World Series for Brooklyn and the St. Louis Cardinals. Gary DeBoer's going in as a coach. Howard Zook, who coached at Fairfield, and again, that's now Sandy Creek, but again, 28 years at 10 schools, 1930 Peru State graduate, had 356 wins in basketball. He was at Ewing, Davenport, Iowa. A lot of these schools that you are no longer. So he's going in. Larry Pritchard, who a lot of folks know, just retired. He's going in as a coach. Chuck Mazursky, who led Lincoln Southeast to, as the state's top program for so many years. Ted Larson from Lincoln Southeast Southwest. He's going in as a coach. Gary Power from Gothenburg is an athlete that's going in. Here's the other athletes that are going in besides the ones that we have already mentioned. Dan Brand, class of 53, Bellevue. Don Moose Cooper, York High School, 1944. Herb Grote, Omaha Benson, 38. Barb Harris, who is now Barb Bruce, Lincoln High, 1977, who never lost a race in high school as a swimmer. Angie Henry, class of 93 from Bellevue West, two-time NCAA champion in the long jump, a three-time conference champion and 10-time All-American at Nebraska, does hold the state record in the 400. And again, see, that's where the line blurs a little bit. It is the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame. But you have to take into account what they did out of high school. Otherwise, you know, does Angie Henry get in? Does Ed Thompson get in? We'll ask him. Jody Jansen, who is now Jody Harper, class of 94, Papillion La Vista High School, four-time state high school girls diving champion. And then one thing I do have to... This is such a great organization, but your great moment in high school sports, Jacob Ramsey, Lincoln Pius X, he made four field goals and two extra points. And according to my, what they've told me here, that's not a state championship game. I see the kid kick three field goals in one game and two or three or four extra points. Have we ran out of great moments in high school sports? I'm going to have to find out more about this because there's got to be more to this than just making four field goals in a high school football game.
But it came down to the very end in a 26-7 win.
But also being honored, Jason Brannigan of Papillion La Vista High School with the Ron Gustafson Inspiration Award. The Fisher Family Award goes to the Higgins family of Omaha. The Dominant Dynasty, Omaha Marion. Doing so well in swimming, soccer, golf, cross country, honoring their state championships in the last 12 years. And then the Golden Anniversary teams, Fairfield is getting, they're getting a lot here. They got a track, they got an athlete, they got a coach. Fairfield football, basketball, and track, and the McCook football team in 1960. The Silver Anniversary teams, Omaha Creighton Prep, 1985 football, and Grand Island Northwest football, 1985. The year I graduated, Northwest beat Aurora in the championships, 55-0. That Grand Island Northwest team, one of the best football teams this area and the state, and probably maybe the best Class B football team of all time. And I'm sure there'll be some arguments out there, but Northwest, obviously, that year could have easily competed with Class A schools. Easily competed with Class A schools. So anyway, there's your High School Sports Hall of Fame. And unfortunately, all of this stuff comes out when you can't give it all the time properly due, and we'll rehash all of it and all of it and all of it. The women's games played out kind of like I thought last night. Although, I got to again say, Tony, you're down to the Final Four. You're 3 feet away from a block shot by Brittany Griner, who blocks everything. And you blow your whistle and you call a foul. And then you watch that Oklahoma game last night, and Oklahoma does what they always do, and then they come down to the very end. Why, Stevenson, keep driving to the bucket when you need threes? This isn't the men's game. That's the one thing, as a buddy of mine said yesterday, I've watched more women's basketball combined this year than combined in my entire life, college game. And that's probably one of the reasons why. You can't press them in the backcourt for a 10-second call or something like that because there is no 10-second call. So what good is trading two for two, do you? It doesn't. It doesn't. So I was a little... But both Big 12 teams went out last night. And the women's bracket played out like it was supposed to. The number one and two teams in the country will play tomorrow night. So the men's game tonight, the women's game tomorrow, both here on ESPN. The poll question up, Daddy. What are you most excited about this week? The men's final, the women's final, the Masters, or Major League Baseball?
It's got to be the Masters.
And I'm not putting up Husker Spring football on the poll because there's just too many idiots out there. I don't care. I mean, maybe that's what you're most interested in. What are you most interested in out of these four? And you say...
To hold my attention this week is going to be the Masters.
I think...
Undoubtedly.
Yeah. It seems like that always wins for me. It seems like that's the one I always pick. I put the women's game up there in fairness. If 5% of our listening audience is female... Maybe 50% of that 5% would vote for that. And again, because Connecticut probably just going to destroy, I mean, it just probably won't be much of a game. But you don't know. They played. It's the only loss Stanford had. And baseball, I'm kind of like Derek. I think we've mentioned this before. I don't get into it till all this is passed. Now, last year, the Royals were leading the division and got off to a great first-month start, so we were interested. You know, if you're a Cub fan or a Brave fan or a Yankee, oh, the season's already got out to such a great start!
Yeah. What is up with CC Sabathia, by the way? What was his off-season nutrition workout? I mean, really, guy, come on. You got to put the Twinkies down, buddy.
Oh, it's so great. Yeah, they didn't even get to Mariano. It's so great. Yankees 0-1. I mean, that's the only good thing to have in that game start the season last night is that the Yankees lost. It's so great. But today, Royals baseball, pregame 2:35, first pitch 3:10. I'll be excited about baseball, but it's not a one-time event. And that's why I think, you know, opening day, if we were in a big city, maybe that's a bigger deal. If we were going to the Royals game today or the game last night or pick wherever, maybe that's a bigger deal. But it's not. I'm going to be interested to see how it goes today. There's always the dawn of a new season. But tonight it'll be basketball for me, and then after tonight it'll be the Masters. And I think it'll probably still be the Masters today because Tiger Woods' press conference, for whatever reason, will overshadow no matter what he does or does not say. And that'll get Donovan McNabb right off the front page. I mean, Donovan is not going to quite get his 24 hours because Tiger
Woods... Now, why are you against Donovan, or are you just...
Well, like they said this morning, I mean, it's unfortunate timing. After all the time that they've been messing around for 2 years, I mean, Sal Palantonio was pissed this morning that they did it on Easter because there's no reason to do it on Easter. You know, you could do it tomorrow. You could make the announcement tomorrow. You could come to terms tomorrow. You could have come to terms last week. I mean, if it was in the hopper, why you got to do it on Easter Sunday? Yeah, that has nothing to do with whether he can or can't play. I am still... always against trading within the division. What are you doing to yourself?
That's exactly what I thought being a Cowboy fan.
I think you're clowning Donovan McNabb. Yeah, we're going to trade you to Washington because we're going to beat you anyway.
I wouldn't want to bet against the guy. He holds every record in the organization. Every record in the organization.
Please help me to remember to ask Joe DeMeo on Thursday's program, I mean, because of our fantasy insider... some folks play those year-round football leagues. I mean, where you have it's a permanent
keeper
league. So, what do you do with Donovan? Do you look to pawn him off? Does he become more valuable? I assume everybody's going to say to pick Donovan McNabb ahead of Cobb in the fall drafts this year. I think it'll be interesting. I'll tell you right now that I wouldn't mind having Kevin Cobb on my team, but who's going to run the ball? How good's Philadelphia going to be? There's a lot to be said for that. Washington's still Washington. We always root for them to lose.
It'll be interesting to see with Shanahan. You get an experienced quarterback with Mike Shanahan, who always seems to have a running game. We'll see how much of an impact they make on not only the NFL, but our NFC East this year.
Our Dent Popper inbox before we go to a break, because it's been a long first segment here. Mark and Minden, if Butler wins tonight, does that young coach get to write his ticket at a major program? Brad Stevens, that's the young take. Yeah. How sad that people still don't know the kid's name. Well, Oregon's waiting. Oregon's waiting, folks. That's the rumor. He he's not quite making $400,000 a year. Let's put it in perspective. Let's put it in perspective, folks. Connie Yori is making $384,000 a year and was the 10th highest paid women's coach in the Big 12. Brad Stevens is making $11,000 more than Connie Yori. And Butler can't afford to pay. I mean, Barry Collier, he just can't. He might be able to give him what he was getting in Nebraska, $600,000-$700,000. But there's no way. And get out of there, Stevens, because you're never going to do it again. Get out. Get out. You've been there 3 years as a head coach. You're not entrenched in tradition at Butler. You're 33. Get out. Get the money.
They've already said that Duke spends more money per basketball player than Butler's entire budget is.
Well, get out. Get out.
Can you name another team in the Horizon League, Doug?
Well, yeah. Wright State. Wisconsin, Green Bay. IUPUI. Is no. IUPUI in that one?
No.
No?
I had Derek print it out because I could not.
Illinois-Chicago?
Illinois-Chicago is correct. Youngstown State. Loyola. Detroit. Valparaiso. Cleveland State. You mentioned, this says Green Bay. Wright State and Milwaukee.
Yeah. There you go. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show because we need to, and Ed Thompson's going to join us here on the show in just a little bit. We want to hear from you. We've touched on, I think, all the big topics so far. What are you most interested in? Go to ESPNSuperstation.com and draw that vote. Pick who you are most interested in this week, and give us an email, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Ed Thompson around the corner and more after this.
It's finally here. The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamin supplements is Complete Nutrition. And now it's right here in Kearney, Nebraska. Do you want to lose weight, increase energy, and burn stubborn fat? Complete Nutrition can get you fast results. Do you want to pack on hard muscle, increase strength, and stamina? Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. Do you want the healthiest, most effective organic herbs, vitamins, and healthy aging products? Complete Nutrition has the best products at the best prices. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is getting you the right products you need for the best results. It's time to look your best, feel your best, and complete your life with total health and nutrition for the complete you. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Recently, Burger King created the new BK Breakfast Muffin Sandwich. And with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted cheese on a toasted English muffin, we apologize for shamelessly copying the Sausage McMuffin with Egg from McDonald's and charging a dollar for it. So sorry, America, for making it more affordable to enjoy a tasty breakfast. Sorry if you think $1 is just a ridiculously low price. And we're sorry if you don't stop by for the new BK Breakfast Muffin Sandwich. Only a dollar. Only at Burger King. Price and participation may vary. Breakfast hours only.
Superstar Sizzle. After releasing the new Steakhouse XT burger with 30% more beef than the McDonald's Angus Third Pounders, BK fans think the king is crazy. Kind of.
I guess 30% more flame broiled beef is kind of crazy.
Yeah, crazy awesome.
So as this extra thick story continues to unfold, we'll keep you updated here on Superstar Sizzle.
New Steakhouse XT burger starting at only $3.99 with 30% more beef than the McDonald's Angus Third Pounders and only at Burger King. Based on pre-cooked patty weight. Limited time only. Price on participation may vary.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Tri-City Storm are in the Clark Cup playoffs of the Best of Five series with Omaha. It gets underway in Omaha on Wednesday night at 7:05. Game 2 is in Kearney on Friday. Game 3 in Omaha Saturday. You can hear them all on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The UNK baseball team is at home this weekend taking on Metro State Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Hastings College baseball team is on the road playing at Dort Saturday and Morningside Sunday. The Nebraska baseball team has their first game with Creighton this season at home Tuesday night at 6:35. Then it's off to Kansas State this weekend. In softball, UNK will host Northwest Missouri State Thursday and Colorado Mines Saturday and Sunday. Hastings softball is at Doan Wednesday, will host Northwestern Friday and Sioux Falls on Sunday. The Nebraska softball team is at Creighton Wednesday and at Texas Tech Saturday and Sunday. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
Skies stay partly to mostly cloudy through the day today with a slight chance of a shower or storm developing. Highs reach around 63 with an east wind becoming gusty at times. We'll see a chance of showers and storms tonight with a low near 41. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 52.
ESPN Radio Superstation. You're a shooting star. Tonight, Butler Duke, right here on ESPN Radio. And catch it at your favorite sports bar, the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island, where there's not a bad seat in the house, and there's great food and drink specials every single night. So stop by and catch it all at the Chicken Coop. And don't forget, Big Burger Night is every Wednesday night, $5, order any burger off the menu, mushroom burger, bacon burger, the legendary Totally Jack Burger. Big Burger Night is every Wednesday from 5 to 10. They don't shut it down. They keep you going until, well, you shouldn't be hungry anymore after 10, should you? That's 5 hours, people. $5 and only at the Chicken Coop downtown Kearney and downtown Grand Island. Don't forget to check out the newly remodeled downstairs. The party room is better than before for all your gatherings, fun games, and it seats 100 for your anniversaries, birthdays, family meetings, reunions, graduations, whatever's there. They can book it up for you, and lunch specials every day. 7 days a week, they're open there for you, coming off their Easter holiday at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. More talk on golf. They will be covering Tiger Woods' press conference here on ESPN Radio. We will be joining the Royals at 2:35, first pitch at 3:10 for opening day. Then tonight, the men's championship game pregame at approximately 7 and tip-off at around 8:15. But among the many things we've already talked about on the show today is that the 2010 Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremonies will be this September 26th in Lincoln, and the class was announced this weekend. Tony, I mean, if you go in on your first year of eligibility, that's pretty cool, or else you paid somebody off. I don't know which it is.
Well, when you play in a conference like the Republican Valley League, you certainly deserve that, right? Ed Thompson joins us live from Omaha, Nebraska on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ed, how are you today? Congratulations.
Good. Thank you much. Thanks for having me.
Ed, were you surprised? I mean, I think this was an honor that was going to come shortly rather than taking a long time, but were you surprised on the first ballot you're in?
Well, to be honest with you, I guess I never really knew much about it, and it come up. I got a phone call. You know, somebody nominated me. They said it was, you know, this is my 15th year out, and they said we want to nominate you. And I knew it was out there, but I didn't know how everything worked and what it took to get in.
Ed, other than being around Tim Mackey in Cambridge, what's the highlight? What's the big highlight for you as you think back to the high school days?
You know, I think it's just the friends and the teammates that I grew up with. I mean, most of them, well, pretty much all of them, we grew up together, and we had a chance to, you know, do many things, whether it was junior high and high school, and get a chance to win, you know, win some championships. So just the winning atmosphere that we had back there was probably what I remember most.
Ed Thompson joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, that was right in the heart of the dynasty that was Cambridge football. Before I get into that a little bit, Ed, you were good at everything that you did. Was football number one for you your whole high school career, or did that just kind of give you the most opportunity when you went to UNO?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, before, for probably high school, baseball was the sport that I really enjoyed and liked doing that, but we just didn't have the opportunity to play that much. And then I think basketball, I really enjoyed basketball. I started as a freshman on the basketball team, and then, you know, that got me excited. But football has always been something that I've enjoyed playing the quarterback position, and obviously that turned out to give me more opportunities as far as, you know, playing at the college level.
Now, wait a minute. Okay, if I'm adding this up right, as the math major, if you started basketball as a freshman, then that means you played against Big Daddy Tony Davis. Is that true?
I sure did, yep.
Did you dominate him?
You, He dominated us, is the thing.
You know, Ed, if you go back to your freshman year, that would have been, what, Chad Johnson, Kurt Tenneper, the Shoemaker boys, and you?
Yeah, I don't think Chad was there, but Kurt Tenneper was. Yep. And little Charlie Shoemaker, et cetera, yeah.
Ed Thompson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, going into the Hall of Fame, the football team was the focus. Ed, how did it happen, man?
What's that?
How did football just all of a sudden the light turned on and you guys never lose any football games?
You know, I just think it's us being together for so long. I mean, we always enjoyed playing, and I think the work ethics that all the guys had, you know, we hit the weight room hard. We'd do morning, you know, we'd go out and condition ourselves, and it was just something that we focused on, and we enjoyed winning. You know, not that it was going to happen all the time, but we knew what it took, and, you know, made things happen.
Ed, how much did the winning in football carry over to everything else in Cambridge?
Well, obviously, we had a lot of success in football. You know, I think that obviously gets the year started is when you can do well in football. But basketball, I mean, we had a lot of great athletes. Some of them would wrestle, you know, and then basketball, we made state basketball, you know, one time. That was my senior year, but we only... Like you said earlier, our RVL conference back then was tough. So, you know, in basketball, you know, we were always competitive, but we could never get to the state championship.
Ed Thompson, who's going into the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame out of Cambridge, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. For the folks that don't know, Ed, take us back to that decision to go to UNO. Was that the place you always wanted to go, or were there some other places? How'd that decision all come down?
Well, I'll be honest with you, I didn't want to go to Omaha because, you know, back there all you hear about is, you know, all of the negativity that, you know, comes in Omaha. But, you know, at the time I was very close to walking on at Lincoln, visited with Coach Osborne many times, and actually visited Kearney, et cetera. But I think it come down to a scholarship. And the opportunity that Pat Burns gave me, he basically come out and said, you have a chance to play as a freshman. And I guess that kind of drove me because I wanted to play. I didn't want to sit. And fortunately enough, it turned out to work for me. I played wide receiver my first year, you know, so I just wanted to play. I'm just the type of guy that just wanted to play.
I was just going to say that, Ed. It was quarterback, though, always in the back of your mind, and you had to play quarterback before you got out of the Maverick system?
Yeah, I think, you know, that first year was real hard. I mean, obviously the team wasn't very good when I was recruited. They were 1-10 the year I was recruited. Then we went 3-8 as, you know, my freshman year. And then I think what happened was during the season, late in the season, the starting quarterback got hurt, and I was basically a third stringer, playing wide receiver too. We took some snaps in practice, ran the option a little bit, and basically spring ball is when we come out and we changed basically the whole offense and went option. So, yeah, quarterback is always something I always wanted to do, but I was always willing to play, you know, wherever it was at.
For the folks that don't know, Ed, what are you up to these days?
I am running my own insurance company here in Omaha. Ed Thompson Insurance is what I call it. Auto and home business. Things are going good.
Sounds like something a UNO graduate would come up with.
There you go.
Exactly. You know, got to keep it simple.
Ed, is there one thing that you're most proud of in high school and college of your accomplishments?
Well, you know, I guess the thing that gets me is I did it right, I believe. You know, I did things, I worked hard. You know, I didn't, you know, I guess with the performance enhancing, I didn't get involved in any of that type of stuff. Worked hard and, you know, just it was always a good sportsman. So, you know, that's what I look at, and people realize that and always, you know, say good things about that.
Ed Thompson with us for a final minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I know it's a little ways off, but as you kind of get ready to prepare a speech for the induction ceremony, what are a couple of things that you're going to make sure that you say in that speech?
Well, obviously, I got to thank my teammates and the friends that I've had all the way through. There's no one. With the success that we had there in Cambridge, there's no way could have done all that. And then obviously the coaches, they always gave me the opportunity to go out and do what I could, and were very flexible in my skills and whatnot. So, yeah, I'll definitely do that. I don't know how long we'll have, but I'll make sure I get everybody thanked that I can. So,
and name me some linemen on that Cambridge team in '94 when you guys won state. Who cleared the path for you?
Brad Harris, Greg Borland, Jay Hanna, Jason Young, and we had tight ends with Tyler Shiflett and Scott Mooring.
Yeah, they were all right.
Yeah.
Some names that, continue to surface and resurface as they do with all dynasties. Hey, who'd you beat in the state final?
That year we beat, who did we beat? I think it was Laurel Concord, yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, Ed, we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Congratulations. They're still partying in Cambridge from the announcement, by the way.
Great. I'll have to get back there.
All right. Where do you go when you go back to Cambridge?
Oh, you got to visit the Mackey Sports Bar.
It's just a shameless plug.
I think Ken's going to thank me for that one.
There you go. The tab is open. Hey, Ed, congratulations. Hope to talk with you again sometime soon.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Take care. Ed Thompson, the newest member, one of the newest members of the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame. And the induction ceremonies will be coming up this September the 26th in Lincoln.
He's a hell of an athlete. He really was good.
Too bad he had to waste it at UNO. But, hey, he did well. He helped turn the program around, right?
Yep, really did.
We'll take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show, so stay with us.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. All your important files, let's face it, they're on your office computer. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or a flash drive, email files to yourself. What a hassle. My recommendation, use GoToMyPC.com to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer. Simply go and log on to GoToMyPC.com, and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. Use any program. It works on any file. Check email. Access your network resources. GoToMyPC, brought to you by Citrix. Let's you take your office with you wherever you go, and it's really easy to set up and use. GoToMyPC is great. I want you to try it free today. I've got a special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. This is only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Colin. Take your office everywhere you go. It's GoToMyPC.com.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
How do you say go Lopers? You say it with a Loper t-shirt, a Loper hat. You say it with a painted body and a giant foam finger. And you always say it with pride. Come gear up at the College Store in Kearney and get everything you need for the season. Stop by our new store before the game for incredible specials on all of our Loper merchandise. It's game day every day at the College Store, located at 1420 West 24th Street in Kearney, or online at thecollegestore.com/UNK. The College Store. Go Lopers!
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone, regardless of their age or ability, has an oops once in a while. You might take a cheap shot in the back during district finals or have a knee or back blowing bad dunk in the backyard. It's your job to explain it to your friends. It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back into the game of life. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy to rehab you back.
Hey,
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where they are getting into the fields. And what are they planting, Daddy?
Well,
if they want to be a winner.
Well, more this year than ever before. Dyna-Gro, and there's a reason.
They're like the Butler of the seed industry. They continue to grow, and now they are champions. They are one step away from being champions of all the world.
They're on the scene always.
That's exactly right. When they step onto your farm, they're dedicated to serving you, offering only the best seed for your farm, representing a national brand, focusing its research on your success, like the Lady Husker women's basketball program, continuing to grow and grow and grow. They had a little Dyna-Gro in their shoes. The Butler Bulldogs, a little Dyna-Gro in their shoes. What's it done for them? They're growing, folks. Contact your Dyna-Gro dealer at 800-652-9298. It's not just corn, Daddy.
No, it's Everlast Alfalfa. It's soybeans. Call them today for their lineup. Triple stack? You've got it all. You really do.
Contact Dave or Lauren or your Dyna-Gro dealer at 800-652-9298. Grow with the best. Grow with Dyna-Gro. Congratulating everyone on their recent sports success. Yes, Daddy.
All right, Douglas. I got to hold court for a minute here. As somebody that has a driver's license, which you do, is that a right or a privilege that you have?
Well, evidently, it's a privilege because they can take it away from you.
It is a privilege. It is a privilege to drive a car. Is it a right or a privilege to be in high school and go on spring break? It's neither one. You're not, it's neither one. The 40 seniors at Wood River, you don't get to go on spring break when you're 17 with four parents. Doesn't work like that, people. Doesn't work like that. You see it happening all over the nation where all of a sudden high school kids, apparently, I don't know if they have fundraisers, they have rich parents or whatever, they ship their kids off for a week to Panama City. Well, over the weekend, a recruit died. 17 years old. Fell off a railing. Hammered. Hammered at 17, he fell off a railing. There were 42 kids from his high school there. They had six parents. They had six parents, 42 kids. Now, what's the first thing people said? We wanted to make sure the railing was proper height and withstood enough weight. No! That's not the first thing you look at. The first thing you look at is the six bozo parents that took these kids under their wing. And you start looking at accountability. No one wants to be accountable for anything.
Yeah, but I don't like the way you're already headed with this. You're blaming the parents?
You don't go on spring break when you're in high school. You, as soon as you go to college, you have that right to go to Mexico.
What do you say about all the high school kids that are going to Washington, D.C. or Philadelphia as part of a school-sponsored trip?
Totally different. Totally different.
Why?
Because you've got more... You've got more people. You've got more chaperones. More people going with you.
No, you don't.
There's a totally different atmosphere in Panama City and in Corpus Christi than there is in Washington, D.C., where you're going to learn something.
That is true.
You want to go when you're in college.
You can't throw it on the parents here because, let's face it, I don't care where you're at or what activity you're at. When there's a lot of high school kids together and there's also a lot of parents together, folks can always find trouble.
That may be. But you can find a hell of a lot more trouble in Panama City on spring break than you can find in Cleveland, Ohio.
And if I read this right, and again, the young man, Matt James, passed away at 6:30 in the evening. Huh? That's when the accident occurred?
Apparently.
Must have been a heck of an afternoon. My point is, I'm guessing they weren't just bottled up in a room all afternoon when the sun, you know, when it's... But you're right, so you're mad about this.
Well, it just sickens me. You know what, when you go to college and spring break comes and you save up your tokens and your money and you take back all your... You go play skee ball at the local, wherever you go play skee ball, and you get all your tokens and they give you your... pay vouchers so you can go to Cabo.
Oh, come on, after going to Penny Pitchers every whatever night it is, and they draw your card out, and you get the free trip, you're going.
At 18? You know what? At 18, you're not going. If you're my kid, you're not going to Panama City. You're not going to Corpus Christi. It's not legal.
At least we won't ever have to worry about that, which is good.
You go to your kid.
You want exactly. It's not legal, for one. You go where it's legal, don't you? If you're going to go to spring break, then you would go to Mexico.
I understand.
Do what you do.
What are you most frustrated with here? I understand your frustration, and I'm not trying to poke fun at you. I was trying to make sure that you weren't going on that parent route. What I want to know is what part of this are you frustrated with?
When did high school kids get to go on spring break? When did that become law? I don't understand. You know what? If your parents and another couple want to take Johnny and your friend Bo, great. I have no problem with that. But you don't have 40 people go on spring break. I've been to Cabo. I've been to Cabo, and here comes a group of girls in, and somebody says, "Where are you from?" They go, "Houston? Rice or Houston University?" "No, like St. Xavier or wherever." I thought, which St. Xavier's is a high school, and that these kids were from. And you're like, well, what the hell? What the hell's going on?
Thank God we're not on XM right now. That's all I know.
You're like, you're 16 years old. What are you doing on spring break? Once again, the parenting, who says yes to that? Sally comes home, "Mom, me and Tina and 38 other girls are thinking about going to Cabo for spring break. Where do I sign up for that?" Mom, "We're going to Oregon, then we're going to Washington, then we're going down to California." Yeah!
On such a busy sports day, we shall take a break and make our predictions for all that is after this.
How do you say "Go Lopers"? You say it with a Loper t-shirt, a Loper hat. You say it with a painted body and a giant foam finger. And you always say it with pride. Come gear up at the College Store in Kearney and get everything you need for the season. Stop by our new store before the game for incredible specials on all of our Loper merchandise. It's game day every day at the College Store, located at 1420 West 24th Street in Kearney, or online at thecollegestore.com/UNK. The College Store. Go Lopers!
Do you want to regain lost fuel economy? Of course you do. Then use your Motorhead. Get Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Compared to Lucas Fuel Treatment, Gum Out Regain has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many fuel system parts, and remains effective for 10 fill-ups. Where Lucas wants you to use a bottle every time you fill your tank. Gum Out Regain, the smarter way to maximize your fuel economy.
Buy it now at Pep Boys in the convenient new 2x concentrated bottle.
Shot.
Guys all have their MVP moments, and at Sport Clips Haircuts, we want them. Send us your amazing tricks or game-winning moments, and we could turn it into a Sport Clips TV commercial. Visit SportClipsMVP.com to upload your video and view others. Plus, enter the Sport Clips MVP Game Day Package Sweepstakes for a chance to win a big screen TV, surround sound system, and more. SportClipsMVP.com. It's good to be a guy.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Ends 4/23/10. Void where prohibited.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
Skies stay partly to mostly cloudy through the day today with a slight chance of a shower or storm developing. Highs reach around 63 with an east wind becoming gusty at times. We'll see a chance of showers and storms tonight with a low near 41. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 52.
Inbox on this highly average show today. Ed Fred in Minden says, Daddy is right on one thing, Doug. Parents need to stop being their kids' friends and start being the parent. They know right from wrong and need to teach young people the difference by the decisions they make themselves. Because this is going to hit a chord because nobody's having school today, so I think we've got a few more parents and kids that are probably listening today than normally could. Now, that's not part of the email. Ed goes on to say, the parents that went on the trip as well as the parents who allowed their son or daughter to go without knowing what was going to happen, or if they did know but fell for the line of, all my friends are going to go.
What do you think's going to happen in Panama City? If you don't know that, call Daddy.
I'll tell you what,
you're a moron.
There's not a book out there written on perfect parenting.
I'm just saying, you know, you go back to Tommy, but with the little end and the big, well, let's face it, folks. If you don't know how to fasten a seatbelt, why don't you raise your hand and I'll come by and hit you in the head with a tack hammer, because you are, no, exactly. If you don't know what's going
on,
okay,
Butler or Duke tonight, I don't want to stay on this topic.
Duke, I think it's a runaway.
Duke wins big?
The talent with the shot clock, finally. Villanova won, saw the piece on that. With the shot clock today, Georgetown wins that game by 20 points. Shot clock's in today. Duke wins this game by 20 points.
That's right. Upsets can never occur in sports.
Well, with the shot clock, it certainly limits them.
Well, Butler beat Michigan State. Butler beat Syracuse. Butler beat Kansas State. Syracuse and Kansas State, two of the higher scoring teams in Division I. They didn't need a shot clock
tonight
for that.
It ends tonight.
I think I'll root for Butler, and not just because you have Duke to win it. That's not. I think I'll root for Butler because I think that's a better story. I think it's a better story, and I guess I'm just tired of picking against Butler, so that ought to assure a Duke win. See, I'm here for you again. I'm here for you again. Will Tiger say anything today?
No. No, and I think he'll avoid those questions that he said. He'll just pull the personal card. That's personal, and that's the way it goes. That's between Ellen and me. How many times are you going to hear that today? That's between Ellen and my mom, but, you know, me and Ellen, our families.
And it's Elon. The UNK baseball team will host Hastings College tomorrow night, 5 o'clock. So folks that want to watch a little baseball tomorrow night, UNK is going to host Hastings College, and that is coming up tomorrow. Also, a few things that we didn't mention. Nebraska baseball, 1-2 over the weekend. Daddy, your thoughts?
Well, immediately I'm disappointed just because we can't win a series, but then you realize we've only taken one series there in 40 years, so... Obviously, some awful good Nebraska baseball teams have went to Alley P. Reynolds Stadium and came away losers of series. This just happens to be another one. You got to get it rolling, though, guys. Got the lead. A couple big innings. Came back yesterday, 11-9 loss.
Hastings College baseball split with Nebraska Wesleyan. UNK split their four-game series with Mesa State, including a 24-18 victory. Andrew Hakey had two grand slam home runs for the Lopers in that game. UNK going 2-2, so they're now 10-9 in the conference, 20-14 overall. Metro State comes in this weekend. Damon Day is going to join us later this week on the program. Drew Schenick's going to join us tomorrow on the program to talk about the playoff run for the Storm. Troutman's Tuesday trivia coming your way as well. UNK softball lost all four to Regis.
Struggling, just got to have something positive going.
Hastings College softball had the week off. Nebraska split with 18th-ranked Texas A&M. And for El Conquistador, here is your Nebraska football spring update. They went through their first major scrimmage of the spring with 2.5-hour workouts Saturday. Bright, sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Huskers moved outside of Memorial Stadium for the second straight day, spending 2 hours in the scrimmage situation. Offensive coordinator Sean Watson said he was pleased with the work the Huskers have been able to get in at this point. Spring network included 150 plays in today's scrimmage. When asked about individual performances among the quarterbacks, Watson noted that this is not the time to single out individuals, but he said the coaches were pleased with the overall impression. Watson also noted that growth can be seen across the board on both sides of the ball, but more so with the younger players. From the No S Hall of Fame, all of that, Nebraska practices again today. Kelsey Griffin, first ever Husker to win the Lowe's Senior Class Award. Connie Urie named the AP National Coach of the Year, so she's got 3 National Coach of the Year honors. That is it for today's show.
Quick note on the Royals this afternoon. 25-man roster was set. Last 2 people in, John Parrish and Dusty Hughes. Why do they matter? Well, they're both bullpen pitchers, but they're the only left-handers on the entire staff, folks.
Oh, God.
The only left-handers on the entire Royals staff, they round out the bullpen roster. And the
Royals, Tigers today, who you taking?
Well, Royals are 120 favorite. I will take the Royals and Zach Greinke to get a start in front of 40,000 and sell out.
Today for Detroit?
Verlander.
Okay, just double-checking. Okay, I'll take, yeah, good Royals. Cubs, Braves, who you got?
Braves.
Yay, Braves!
Sorry, Riz. Sorry, Tori.
And to all you Yankee fans out there, you are 0-1. You are behind every team in Major League Baseball. We want to thank Ed Thompson, one of the new members of the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame class, for joining us on the show today. Storm coach Drew Shinnick and a whole lot more coming your way tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.